He sounded hopeful and idealistic today, but it was also sober and realistic. We've got big problems that can no longer be ignored. And I think that if Barack Obama hoped 4 years ago that he would be a transformative president, I think he clearly signaled today that given the big domestic problems we face, mostly fiscal issues and this hyper-partisan gridlock, I think he understands that being a transformative president probably is not possible. He just wants to win on his term. And I think we've seen that in the past month and a half or so, ever since the election. All of a sudden, he's gotten a backbone. I mean, it's interesting. These Republicans have actually given in on a couple of things, on the tax fight on New Year's Eve, and then last week, he called their bluff on this debt ceiling as well. So I think he understands now that these Republicans simply are not going to cooperate like he had hoped 4 years ago, and it's every man for himself.
A lot of people say he's got a fresh 4 years, but people in the know will tell you it's really only about a year and a half before your power seems to wane as president.
I do agree with that. I think these midterm elections are only a year and a half away. And after those elections, you'll start hearing a lot of talk about Barack Obama being a lame duck. The possible exception, though, if the Democrats somehow were to get back the House, which does not seem feasible at the moment, I think that could extend his power. But I think the lame duck talk starts sooner rather than later. In his first term, Dimitri, he stabilized the economy. We were collapsing at a 9% annual rate. He stopped the bleeding. That is very important. We've been growing every quarter since the summer of 2009. The second thing is, and he mentioned this today, we are now out of Iraq, and we've got 1 foot out the door in Afghanistan. So those are the two big things that he did, and he is now reorienting his focus towards building up things here at home. But the two big headwinds that he faces, again, these fiscal issues, and he barely mentioned the deficit, by the way. He barely mentioned it. No talk of a grand bargain that we could have had. Nothing at all about that today. And the second thing, of course, is this hyper-partisan gridlock. Those are the two big things that are in his way. They're undeniable, and he understands that unless both of those things can be dealt with, the issues that you mentioned, immigration, climate change, and so forth, are going to be very, very hard to deal with in any major way. He may try and tackle these issues in sort of a piecemeal approach.